Corin heard the explosion from almost 2 kilometers away. Even above the clamor of the raging battle, even above the screams of the dying aliens and the screeching of their claws across his power armor. He heard it, and he knew the Raven Guard were victorious. The ground rumbled and groaned, knocking him from his feet. He heard the Voxbeat buzz in his ear, but made no sense of the words as, all of a sudden, the planet seemed to lurch violently to one side. He heard a sound like rending stone and scrambled to his knees in time to see the city walls give way, crumbling to the ground as titanic forces rent the earth apart. All around him, the Tyranids were scrabbling for solid ground, their animal minds unable to comprehend what was happening. Corin caught sight of the Hive Tyrant, its head thrust back, bellowing insanely at the sky. He watched as the ground cracked open beneath it, sucking the creature down into its rocky depths, pulling it into the canyon opened by Gravis' destruction of the power station. It was as if the planet itself was enacting its revenge against these insidious invaders, swallowing them whole, crushing them with its immense power. The Raven Guard had executed their plan to precision. The fault line had opened right beneath the heart of the Tyranid army, exactly where the Space Marines had pinned it in place. Scores of aliens spilled into the newly opened crevasse like a tide, unable to prevent themselves from falling. Their screams were a violent cacophony, a tortured howl that Corin would never forget. That was the sound of triumph. That was the sound of the Emperor's might. Those aliens that still swarmed around Corin himself seemed suddenly to lose direction, their psychic link with the Hive Mind interrupted by the death of their tyrant. They pressed on with their attack, but they had lost their cohesion, their underlying purpose, and were now fighting on instinct alone. It would be a simple matter for the remaining Raven Guard forces to mop up what was left of the alien brood. Corin sliced another alien in two with his talons. He was covered in Xenos blood, and his leg wound was still causing warning sigils to flare incessantly inside his helm. He watched as a group of Hormigaunts turned and fled from an approaching assault squad, who showed no mercy, mowing down the retreating aliens with their bolt pistols. He turned to see Argus approaching from behind, striding across the battlefield towards him, his power armor rent open across the chest in a wide gash, his bolter hanging by his side. Clusters of Corvea hung from his belt, signifying the losses his squad had sustained during the thick of the battle. The veteran stopped beside Corin, surveying the scene across the battlefield. After a moment, he spoke.
"Faith, you said, Captain."
Corin nodded. His voice was subdued.
"Faith?"
Argus put his hand on Corin's pauldron.
"That is most definitely our way.